In Memoriam, 12 Americans Allegedly Killed by Illegal Aliens in 2018. By John Binder on January 2, 2019. As illegal immigration continues soaring in the United States and the illegal alien population booms to potentially 22 million, there have been multiple Americans who have been the victims of crimes allegedly committed by illegal aliens this past year. Here, Breitbart News remembers 12 Americans who were allegedly killed or murdered by illegal aliens this year. Molly Tibbetts. The killing of 20-year-old University of Iowa College student Molly Tibbetts is the most famous murder case of the year. The alleged killer is 24-year-old illegal alien Cristian Bahena Rivera. Police say Tibbetts was stabbed to death and then dumped in a rural Brooklyn, Iowa cornfield by Bahena Rivera. The illegal alien has been charged with first-degree murder and his trial is set for April 2019. Renil Singh. Newman, California Police Officer Renil Singh, a legal immigrant from Fiji, was allegedly shot and killed during a routine traffic stop the day after Christmas by illegal alien Gustavo Perez Arriaga. Stanislaus County Sheriff Adam Christensen says California's sanctuary state law provided sanctuary for the accused killer, Perez Arriaga. Police said Perez Arriaga was a known gang member who plotted to flee across the U.S.-Mexico border after the killing. The illegal alien allegedly crossed into the U.S. through Arizona a couple of years ago. Seven other individuals, two of whom are illegal aliens, have been arrested for helping Perez Arriaga evade arrest following the alleged killing. Singh leaves behind a wife, Anamika, and his five-month-old son. Madison Wells. In September, police say 16-year-old Madison Wells was stabbed to death by Brian Cordero Castro, a 20-year-old illegal alien, following the couple's breakup. Investigators said the illegal alien stabbed her at a residence blocks away from her home in Long Branch, New Jersey. When police arrived on the scene, Wells was taken to a nearby hospital, where she was pronounced dead. Cordero Castro entered the U.S. through the southern border as an unaccompanied minor, arriving in the country illegally without any adult border crosser accompanying him, Breitbart News confirmed months ago. Cordero Castro is facing at least 30 years in prison if convicted for Wells' murder. Logan and Jessica Wilson. Eduardo de la Lima Vargas, an illegal alien from Mexico, faces two counts of manslaughter and drunk driving charges after he allegedly crashed into Logan and Jessica Wilson as they were riding on their motorcycle. The Wilsons, 34 and 32 years old, were killed in the crash. Logan and Jessica leave behind their three young children. Sander Cohen and Carlos Wolf. Garza Palacios received only a $280 fine for the deadly car crash, with prosecutors saying that the illegal alien's killing of Cohen and Wolf did not constitute a reckless disregard for life, as Breitbart News reported. Wolf leaves behind a wife and two young children. Loved ones have set up a GoFundMe account for Wolf's family. Likewise, a GoFundMe account has been created for Cohen's parents, Arlene and Neil Cohen. Rocky Jones. Rocky Paul Jones, 51 years old, was allegedly shot and killed by 36-year-old illegal alien Gustavo Garcia in Visalia, California on December 17 at a gas station, Breitbart News reported. Jones leaves behind one daughter and his family has set up a GoFundMe account to help raise money for his funeral expenses. Their goal is to raise $10,000. Luti Harris. In March, 81-year-old Luti Harris was allegedly murdered by 45-year-old illegal alien Billy Kemmermeer, originally from Kenya. Prosecutors say Kemmermeer smothered Harris to death in her home before robbing her of jewelry and other items. Since Kemmermeer was charged with murder, two elderly women have come forward to tell police that the illegal alien had attempted to kill them by sitting on their chest and smothering them with a pillow. The illegal alien is being held on a $1 million bond while authorities review more than 750 recent deaths of elderly women in the area to determine if Kemmermeer was allegedly involved. Stephen Marler, Sabrina Starr, and Aaron Hampton. Stephen Marler, 38 years old, Aaron, Josh Hampton, 23 years old, and 21-year-old Sabrina Starr were allegedly murdered by 23-year-old illegal alien Luis Rodrigo Perez, who was shielded from deportation by President Obama's DACA program. Police say Perez shot and killed Marler and Hampton, his former roommates, on November 1. The following day, police say Perez shot Starr six times, killing her. Marler leaves behind his two children, while Hampton is survived by his young son. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.